Julie, sum up to me how you're feeling after that today.
Fairly disappointed at the minute. Like, you know what, you're meeting everyone from the parish there and they're telling how proud they are of you, and we might not feel it now. It might take us a few days or weeks to process what we did this year, but I don't really have the words at the minute, but listen, the girls did their absolute best, not just today but every game this season, and you couldn't have asked much more from them.
Listen, look, you went in it half time, there was only 2 points in it at half time. What was it in the dressing room then? You knew you probably had a lot to do coming out against that breeze.
Yeah, we were fairly disappointed going in half time not to have got more from that wind. We went in 2 points down and we knew we hadn't even started. I know they're the same, but we've never been in this position before, and I think we had a lot of nerves going into the game. So it took us a half to get settled, and I suppose the wind didn't help us in the second half. It was probably a bit too much then for us to start clawing it back. But
Listen, talk to me about the wind in the second half, because look, from where we were standing, there was a tight breeze there, and you know that made it very difficult to get a score. You had to carry the ball, and then you carried an awful lot of the ball in there today.
I suppose when you had the ball, you weren't really focused on the wind. When you're defending against the wind, you're kind of running, and you felt like you weren't moving much of that. That's how strong the wind was.
But a bit easier for them to get their scores on the board anyway.
Yeah, definitely. They were able to take shots from further out there in the second half, so we found it really hard to press them, as opposed to they had to carry it a lot more in the first half, so we felt like we'd get around them a lot better. But we've been playing with the wind all year round, so you know, it's just one of those days.
Yeah, one of those days, and probably summed up in the end then by, you know, Denise Doherty's penalty miss. You know, we thought maybe we'd get clawed three points back at that stage. And it looked like a good penalty, but it just went wide of the right post.
Here, what's for you won't pass you, and it was one of those days where nothing was going right. That's nothing toward Denise. That was just, it just wasn't meant to be for us today. And she'll be kicking herself, but there's no need, because it was just one of those days and nothing was going right for us, and exactly like you said, that summed up. They have days like that, and that's just what happened. They only went just to get in the post, and that happens.
Yeah, look, let's put a positive spin on this, because let's look back at the year that you've had. You know, you won the county championship earlier on there. You went through then into Ulster, obviously, overcame Ulster, flying colours, into Northern Ireland semi-final. Two massive games at home for the community and the club. Look at the people around you today, as you say, you mentioned them being so proud of you. You know, talk to me about that aspect of it. Yes, you've lost today, but like, look at how much you've gained as well.
Yeah, like I know we've said this many times, but the main goal at the start of the season was to win a Donegal Championship. Some of us may not have said it, but we thought about Ulster and we believed we could give a good rattle at Ulster. But as far as that, as compared to now and all, like going to the All-Ireland series, that was never even thought about or looked about. So when we got through Ulster and we knew we had an All-Ireland semi-final at home, you know, the belief started to set in there, like that this was something special that we were going to achieve. And you know, we've had two great days in Downings, and you know, the whole parish was there, and I hope now this is encouragement for people to keep coming to our games, even if they're half 10 on a Sunday morning next year season. And you know, we had the local schools there making us songs and Ask Gaeilge, and you know, we played that before we went out there today, because you know, it hasn't set in, and I don't think it will set in for another few weeks of what we've achieved and what the girls are younger than us looking up to us, like they are going to remember this team. And we're disappointed we couldn't do it for them today, but
there'll be bigger days, won't there, Julian? When you sit back now and, as you say, assess this, you'll celebrate tonight. Look, you didn't win the All-Ireland final, but you've got to celebrate the year you've had, and now you can let your hair down and actually celebrate all that you've achieved this year, along with all your friends and family.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, we have a long trek home, so we'll have time to process it, but I'm sure we had a big homecoming for the Ulster final, and I'm sure they'll be just as big for the homecoming of the All-Ireland final. But we're just so happy that everyone came out to see us, and they're proud of us regardless, I know that much.